Hello, Brian.
Hi, 妙芬。
欢迎来到哲学十分钟。
It's time for clearing the air or self-cultivation club.
化蝶社。对，我们上一集谈 Justice Franklin 的第八个德性。听众朋友的反应还不错耶。
Yeah, we talked about justice last time. You said that we've had a good reaction so far?
对，就是说我们上次讲那个 buddy system, 还蛮好笑的。
Right, I remember the buddy system, yeah.
因为我们像这样子固定语言交换，然后还把我们语言交换的内容跟大家分享，这种是一个伙伴的关系。
Yeah, I like the language exchange aspect to this too. I think it makes it interesting.
对，那我们要先讲一下我们上周那个 Justice 做的如何，或是有什么观察正义。
Yeah, I was thinking that since you're the professor of law, that maybe you'll have some special insight for us about justice.
好，我可以先说 Franklin 的那个 Justice， 我们上次有讲，他比较不是讲社会的正义，分配正义，而是比较是讲人际关系。就是不要错待别人，然后尽可能尽我们的义务。如果尽义务可以让别人得到好处啊、快乐的话，那我就会想这个部分。对
，See if I understand what you said. So,
okay,
his Franklin's conception of justice is more about interpersonal relations, as opposed to what.In law or philosophy of law, we generally talk about justice as a kind of social society kind of where it's more about rights and it's more about distributive justice, making sure that the individuals get what they need from society and they're not prejudiced against and so on.
对，在法哲学，在法律我们谈的正义，而且在伦理学也是。比较是倾向社会正义，同样资格、同样条件 qualification 的，就要有得到同样的对待。
So justice is more about equality, right? That people who have the same status or the same qualifications or the same rights, they get what they deserve. Is that right?
对。那 Franklin 这边呢，我也是觉得他是比较讲的是人跟人之间相互的关系，的确要先从人跟人之间的正义，我们如果能够做得到的话，才能够进一步推己及人，对不对？才能够进一步在社会上面考虑到我们不认识的人，我们都还愿意这样对待他。
That makes sense, right? So.It seems like you're saying that maybe Franklin has a point here, that when we think of justice, maybe we think about interpersonal relationships on a one-to-one basis. If we can do that, right, then we can also be just as a society.
对，上次你有介绍那个 Crash 这部电影，对，冲击效应。可惜我还没有时间去租 DVD 来看，但我们上次有提到说要对陌生人在很紧急的情况下立刻反应，然后做出平等公平的对待是不容易的事。
Right. Yeah, so I mentioned the movie Crash, which you said you haven't seen yet, which is too bad. But right, it's about when we come face to face with a stranger and we judge them based on their appearance.That can be an error and in danger of some kind of unjust treatment. And this is a problem that we talk about. I think we talk about a lot, especially in American society. But that's not exactly what Franklin's talking about either.
对，那个特殊的情况，像那个 crash 这样的情况，也许我们之后谈到别的 virtues， 我也比较有时间看了，我们可以再来讨论。
Okay,
那个电影的情境。那这个礼拜我主要其实经常会想那个问题是怎么对待在路边乞讨的，就是这些乞丐吧，或者是有时候不是乞丐，是佛教的人士、宗教的人士。那常常会有时候，比如说在行天宫附近，在特别有一些寺庙附近街道。会遇到这样的朋友， 有时候我不知道说 do justice 正义是不是要、mm-hmm. 反正只有几块钱，一块两块五块十块，我们还是可以付出使他们得到、好处或是帮助，那这就是也是一种 Franklin 讲的 duty， 我倾向这样认为，我不知道你觉得呢？
Yeah, I'm wondering about that too. So I think what you're saying is that sometimes we'll see beggars or homeless people on the street and it'll be a little bit of a struggle for us, right? Do we give them money or we don't give them money? What is the right thing to do? And this may be for you an example of the question of justice. So Franklin says about justice, just to give a little reminder here, wrong none by doing injuries or omitting the benefits that are your duties. So I think what you're asking is, do we have a duty to give money to beggars or to, I think you also mentioned monks, right, who might be there asking for money as well, because Buddhist monks sometimes they don't have jobs, right, and they just depend on the community.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I have an opinion about that. So the monks aside, that's more of a religious question. But as far as homeless people go, I see that as a kind of case-by-case situation, but also a social problem.
对，要看情况，它是社会整体结构性的问题。
Yeah.
对。
And so, as far as a duty goes, I'm not sure exactly what a duty is. Is there a definition for what a duty is?
这种情境，假设我们上一个 virtue， 上一个德性是 sincerity。假设我们不怀疑对方的情况、动机，那这个时候，只要是真的需要，才会站在或是躺在街道上，那好像我们比他多了一点钱在皮包里，就有一个义务去把我们的钱 share 给需要帮助的人。
Oh, okay. So this sounds like distributive justice.
我们不是分配者，可是这是互助。好，你刚刚聊天有提到 morality。
Yeah, so what you said is that if there's somebody on the side of the road who looks like they need money, and we have plenty,
一点点,对,
and we don't have any reason to doubt that they're being dishonest.
也许我们可以怀疑,可是我们也不能了解到底。
Well, let's say we don't have any reason to doubt.
对,
that makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're saying that we have a duty to help them, right? Because it's just a little bit of money, right? Maybe they need a dollar to go buy a little bit of food, and we happen to have a dollar. Maybe we have more than a dollar, and we can get more, right? Because we're employed and so on. So it sounds like you're saying.
或者是相互性，假如我们有一天是我们需要，说不定别人是适时的给我们那五块钱、十块钱，我就可以坐公车回家。类似这种相互。
Okay, so if everybody did this, then when we were in need, then we could depend on other people.
Right.
For the
dependence, interdependence.
Interdependence, right. I like that. That's good. Yeah, if everybody were honest, I think it would be an easy decision. Yeah.
这是我对这个礼拜想到关于正义的想法。不过，当然有很多你说 case by case, 看情况还是可以讨论的。比如说有。
But how much money? Why? So suppose you gave them 100 NT, that's like 3 or 4 American dollars.
Oh.
But what if you gave them 100 NT and they said, but that's not enough, I need 1,000?
Oh, 如果是这种情况，那可能我们就只能拒绝了。对。
But why?
你是太多了。其实不像是生活立刻需要急需要哦，有另外一个情况，我就会有点保留。就是很小的小孩子，被放在显然不可能他们自己有能力到那个街上或是特别的地方。
哦，所以 there's a small child。
对，所以有些是残障人士，然后或者很小的小朋友，那他们是被送到这边来 兴起的。我记得有些分析啊，或是社会理论或什么的，会说这有可能是一种集团，或者是背后可能有人利用。
Yes, I've heard about this in mainland China.
这些弱势的人，所以我们可能就是不希望自己成为帮助那些利用他们的人。
Right. Oh.
这个时候就要小心。
Now you're making me sad. So your example is of a child or maybe a young handicapped person who's on the side of the road, and they look even more pitiful than the normal homeless person.
对，更可怜。
But they may be a victim themselves of some group that's exploiting them.
对啊，那 group 有可能是他们自己。
Maybe their own family or something, right? I've heard about this. In fact, when I went to visit some temples in China, I think there were maybe signs, or I was explicitly told to be very careful about this and to not participate. And I think that's what you're saying, right? By helping this person, you're actually encouraging more of the same exploitative
behavior. 对，就等于是犯罪的行为，我们就不要透过自己的行为就是好像助长了这种风气 反而害了这些人弱势的朋友、
that reminds me of I mean it's a strange way to draw a line from poor handicapped children to stray dogs but I also think that in Taiwan there's a lot of people I've seen who at least a lot of people I know who feed stray cats and stray dogs
这野猫野狗
and to me that seems likeA very short-sighted kind of behavior because then they just reproduce and there are just more and more of them. It's sort of like you're saying if you help the people who are being exploited, you encourage that kind of exploitation.
对，虽然两种情况不一样，野猫野狗就是要看城市或者我们遇到他们的地方是不是适合。对啊，让野猫野狗啊这些动物生活的地方，那喂养可能 一时偶尔，但是如果持续性的，到底这个结果是怎么样，这可能不是我们做居民或是路过人可以回答的。虽然两种情况不同，对啊，就是动物爱护动物的人士可能会跟我们想法不太一样。
Yeah, I mean they might even say And you brought this up when we were chatting earlier that animals have, don't they have a right to reproduce?
对啊，他们应该有自己的权利。不过那就会比较是整体社会的结构的问题，动物权的问题。
Yeah, I think maybe it's a social problem. We have to decide together. But on a case-by-case basis, I have another one for you. So I was, and this has to do with duty. Again, I'm not sure exactly what duty means and how far it goes, because it seems like sometimes...justice might bleed over into kindness, right? What is the difference between being kind and being just?
好心啊 kindness 跟 justice 两个不一样。
It seems very clearly different, but I'm not sure exactly where the difference lies.
Justice 是我们有义务。
Okay, let me give you an example. So I was not being very temperate one day, or frugal,and I went to buy some 珍珠奶茶, some tapioca milk tea, which I just love.
你的最爱.
Yeah, and so it cost 40 NT, that's how much it cost to buy a cup at this place. And the person in front of me was an older woman, and she was buying her own, and she asked if she could have a bag to put it in.
Oh, 需要塑胶袋.
A plastic bag, yeah.And they said a bag costs one NT dollar, and she didn't have one. And I wasn't really paying attention. I just kind of heard it out of the side of my head. I heard it, but I didn't really pay attention. It didn't occur to me at the time that I could just give her a dollar, an NT.
Right.
But when I took out my money, I gave a whole bunch of change to the person, and they counted it. And they said, oh...This is 41.
Just like that.
Right. And so I said, oh, then just give this woman a bag. And she was so thankful for it. And I didn't really think anything of it. But I was wondering, is this justice or is this kindness? Right? Do I have a duty to give her the one?
You guys are kindness.
But it seems very cruel to not do it, right? There's just one. Like you said, I have it and it doesn't harm me to give it, so why is that not? Wouldn't it be unjust to just take the dollar back knowing that she's there and wants the bag?
她没有那个塑胶袋,
Yeah, I think she was on a bike or something. I don't know, but she was, I remember, she had her hands full.
Oh.
And so she had a whole bunch of other bags, so she just wanted an easy way to carry
the 那这时候真的可能是需要帮忙。
那这一块钱当然就是sometimes duty, interdependence,相互性。因为当我们突然手上很多东西真的需要一个小袋子的时候,需要那一块钱。It's a really important word, and justice sounds so clinical and so kind of legal. But when we think about being interdependent with other people, it's hard to be clinical and legal about it, you know?
但其实在法律上,在社会正义的考虑,其实也就是相互啊。
Yeah, ultimately, I think
大家是互相依赖的社会。
Socially, even though we talk about law and we talk about distributive justice and things like that, we are interdependent. Yeah.
对啊,像最近美国选举啊,对啊,选举制度的公正性,就是每个人在这个规则底下都是互相信赖的。
Yeah, yeah.
So you才能够interdependent.
Brought up the American election, which just happened. I hope we're going to avoid. But yes, I think you're right. We don't usually think about an election as an example of interdependence, right? But at the very bottom, when you hear, I heard these really interesting interviews with people who were working at election stations, right?
Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats. And the way they talked about it is they were very straightforward and very practical, right? We all show up and we do what we need to do and we all depend on each other to do the right thing.
对啊,民主党的人当他是选务人员的时候,他就是公正。那 同样共和党的也是一样,没有党的也是一样,这样这个规则才能够被信赖,
right.
所以大家都能够benefit,
right. So if everybody shows up and everybody does their job to ensure the fairness of the election, then we can all thrive together.
对,而且是doing their duty, 对不对?
And this is doing their duty, yeah. So this is justice, right?
对,所以从 个人跟个人之间也可以变成是从小处就可以看到大的社会的结构，其实是一样的道理。
Yeah, so justice as a social good starts with individual behavior.
对，所以我觉得Franklin这个其实他的想法真的还蛮有趣的，虽然他是从一个很个人人跟人之间的定义开始。Yeah,
Franklin, maybe he was. Maybe he was pretty wise.
对，就是一个很有智慧的发明家。那我们今天继续讲下一个第九个 virtue.
Right, the next one, number 9, is moderation. Should I read the definition for you?
好，dogma.
Okay. Yeah.
Moderation, 我们翻作节制。
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the difference is between moderation and number 1.
中庸,
right? Remember number 1? Number one was temperance.
对，temperance是节制。
但
moderation 经常会讲是刚好中道中庸。中道，right.
Yeah. So well, let's just remind ourselves what temperance said first. So temperance was eat not to dullness and drink not to elevation. So it seemed to be very clearly about our behavior toward food.
对，吃跟喝。
And maybe that's why he started with that one, because it seems the easiest.
对。
I don't know if that's easiest for me, but yeah. Okay, so his definition of moderation is avoid extremes. That's kind of vague. But then, a complicated sentence, and I'll see if you can help with the Chinese for this. Forbear resenting injuries so much as you think they deserve.
Oh, 这句也是有点困难。
It's hard, right?
一开始是说中庸中道,
avoid extremes,
就是我们要避免极端。
Right, that was easy. But vague, right? Because it could be any kind of extreme.
对各种极端我们尽量避免极端、right. 然后呢我们不要去对于伤害我们的人进行报复，不要，只要他们对我们的伤害没有到很超过的地步，我们要看他们值得我们也许宽容某一些、right. 对，有他们对我们所做的事情，这是一种中庸中道、
就是、I guess so. It's a strange way to say it. I don't usually So it's, if somebody harms you, you shouldn't resent them too much.
我们不要怨恨他们
More than they deserve.
对
Which I guess means just don't be overreactive. But、mm.If they deserve... I was thinking of an example of this.、I was on the phone today with my mother.
今天吗?今
天, today, just today.
跟你的妈妈讲电话。
Yeah,
在美国。
Yeah, she's in her 80s and still very、clear and smart and on top of things. But she's not too good with computers.
Oh,
And she had a computer problem. And so I was trying to help her from, you know, 6,000 miles away.To fix a problem on her computer, which is very difficult. And we talked for over an hour. so she wasn't injuring me, right? Not the way that I think that Franklin is saying. But I was very tempted. I felt like at any moment I could lose my patience、mm-hmm. with her. But I didn't.、Yeah. I forbeared. What's the past tense? I was patient. And so after about an hour and 50 minutes, both of us just decided we'll try another day.
就还是没有弄完。
But this is a good example of, right, she didn't deserve for me to lose my patience.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to not lose my patience. So I think I was a successful case.
所以你真的做到没有极端，你就是。
Yeah.
你的行为合乎这个中庸
Right. But it's a good example of how we might do it, right? We often lose our patience or we treat people unfairly in the moment.、
Mm-hmm.
And later, we think back,、maybe I shouldn't have done that.
没有那么严重。
Yeah.
事情没有那么严重。我们受的、委屈伤害
right.
不需要让我们那么大的力气。那么极端的反应。
I think that's what he means. So temperance seems to be more about physical things, and moderation seems to be more for him about emotional things.
Emotional, 就是比较是心理的、
yeah.
情绪上重要。这个平常容易做到吗？
I think it depends on your character, your personality.
好像是修养
yeah.
的问题。
Well, this is,
还是人格。
Yes. See, this is exactly why I like the idea of doing a self-cultivation club, because it's the kind of thing that the more you reflect on this kind of thing,、
mm-hmm.
I think the more likely you are to be able to change yourself.
对。哦，我有常常遇到这个令人困扰的情况、
oh.
就是反应过度的人。
Uh-huh.
譬如说我们在社群媒体现在大家经常很多
哦、oh, social media
对尤其比如说用 Facebook
right, right,
就会比较多文字的那个
right. Oh, this is a good example
有的人会对自己贴的文章没有朋友按赞就觉得、
oh.
好像自己不受重视、
really?
然后就会对、
oh,
抱怨、
okay.
然后或者是就是会特别
Yes, this is a great example.
对某些言语反应过度。
Right. Yeah, so some people on social media, on the one hand, like you say,、they'll put something out there, and if people don't react positively, they'll feel bad.、
Mm.
More bad than they really should.
但是那些没有说好话的人或者没有反应的人不代表他们 deserve 你。
Yeah, just because they don't respond doesn't mean they didn't like it, or it just means maybe they're busy. Or some people will put ideas out there, reactions that are really over the top, right? They'll、
mm-hmm.
say something negative, and we saw that a lot in the election. right, so social media is a great example, which maybe is why I almost totally avoid social media.
So you 尽量就是不用，
so I don't have to worry about moderation, right? Maybe that's why I avoid social media, because I'm not moderate enough.
所以你会很多情况真的是。Because
I can't take it. If I put some, I have been on social media and I don't like it because, right, if I put something out there that I think is good and people don't react positively, I think why don't they react positively, right?
对,很多朋友会产生这种状况,那其实也会造成相对的朋友的困扰,因为好像... Yeah.
But don't you feel pressure then, right, when somebody puts something out there to give a thumbs up or a smiley face?
我自己不会,我自己还算是蛮有耐性的人,而且我也不会想要得到什么什么回馈,可是会有朋友会要求我。
Oh, so you don't feel pressure
我有感觉到压力。
But you have friends who think that you should.
对,会有,甚至他...
So do you feel the pressure?
会啊,
See,
但是我要怎么告诉对方呢?
Apparently,
我就没有反应啊, 我就 avoid extremes. 如果我又反应的话, 那对方又反应, 那这样就没完没了。
I think you're
所以我就冷处理。
I think you're more cultivated than me. This sounds like the dog thing again, the 野狗, the stray dog thing, right? Because you're saying that that as soon as you give in to people's undue requests for thumbs up and so on, that you're going to go back and forth forever.
对,
right? So it's better just to be
moderate. 所以有人要喂的话,你也不能禁止他们,他们也没有做错, 所以也不是说一直鼓励大家喂, 所以就会有一个平衡, moderate.
Okay. So people know after a while that you don't just always give out thumbs up and smiley faces, then people know and they don't expect it from you.
对。
对,但是Dagmar这样说,我们还是要继续观察一下,是不是那么容易做得到,也许有一些其他的地方。So we'll look at this coming week,
可以讨论。好,所以你说你其实不是一个很moderate的人。
I think that's right.
好,那今天就到这里了,下礼拜见,good luck.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.